Greetings and welcome all to the Knights of the Tabletop podcast. Every week, our intrepid cast of gamers will do their level best to somehow ruin their game master's intricately designed adventure. But without further ado, here is your game master, Scormy.
Okay, hello everybody, welcome to the very first episode of Knights of the Tabletop! Yay! And there was much rejoicing. I am your game master, dungeon master, whatever you want to call me, whip master, Scormus. And with me today, we have Baylus.
Howdy, howdy.
We have Ten Knife.
Hey.
And we have Zircon.
What's good?
Hey. So, we are going to be playing a variety of different tabletop role-playing games. And hopefully in one-shot sessions that will last over a month's worth of shows. That's the idea. So we're going to play until the dragon sings. You'll know what I'm talking about in a bit. And then we'll finish up that initiative round. And whatever happens after that waits till the next week. Okay, so that's the stupid stuff we're doing. Now, Bayless, who are you going to be playing today?
I'm going to be playing Sparks. Sparks is a tabaxi sorcerer.
Oh yeah, by the way, we're playing 5th edition D&D. Ten Knife, who shall you be playing today?
I'm playing Vervain Othronos, who is a wood elf paladin.
Ooh, neato. And Zircon, who shall you be playing?
Oh, you know I'm playing my boy Clinks.
Clinks?
Yeah, Coins Clinks. He's a level 3 arcane trickster, Kenku, I guess. Suppose that's an important.
That is an important part.
That's an important thing to mention.
I would like to note that I failed you. I failed you. I have a leather bag with gold coins in them, And I was going to bring it to go jingle 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 for your name. I will try to remember that for the next time we play this. Should we ever play this? Because I am running a one shot adventure in Beelus's 5th edition campaign so that he could actually play a character this time.
I do appreciate it.
Well, you want to try out a sorcerer? You get to try out a sorcerer. And I hopefully do no lasting damage to your campaign.
Leave that to us.
There will be stupidity in this show. There will be noises while I eat my corn nuts and whatnot.
Profanity.
There will be a lot of profanity expected to come up. And there's also Bayless's family, his wife and son are here, so they may come wandering through and whatnot. So, don't expect a super professional podcast. That said, alright, so, how do we get you guys together? Now, here's the thing. Normally, you two, Vervain and Coins, know each other. You've been adventuring with each other for some time now. Well, everybody else has gone off on business. Fellhammer, the boss of Fellhammer Slammers, the worst named mercenary troop in the world, and the reason we formed a union.
hey, before the union.
He and, I'm sorry, what is her character's name?
Teasel,
yes. They have gone off on business to the capital. So, they're not here. And you all know Spark, because I believe you live here in town.
He's not originally from town, but he's been here for about the last year.
Right. So, you've met them in passing and whatnot, so you know them.
Yes.
Right? You kind of befriended them, whatnot. Especially Coins here. And I cannot wait to see the interactions between you two. A tabaxi and a Kenku. That should be quite fun.
What is a tabaxi again?
Meow.
Well, they're cat people.
Oh.
Meow.
Yes.
Gosh.
A cat versus sorceress there.
Gosh.
So we have a crow, a cat, and an elf.
Yes, and Frank had to go off and...
be creepy.
Saunter off.
He just kind of wandered off, and he wasn't being bossed over, so he has left. Frank is my normal character.
Went to tend the graves.
He went to do something, and you don't really want to know what.
It usually involves small animals and dying.
Things aren't falling dead around him.
We're still missing a character.
Oh, I'm sorry, Nick. Yes, Nick went with Fellhammer. Because... reasons? Hey, they're off at a damn convention today, so, you know, screw them.
They have good reason to not be here, I guess.
They're off dancing around a maypole. Anyway.
Be naked, I'm sure.
I don't want to know. Okay, so, there is a circus slash fair in town. And so, since you have nothing better to do, it's a nice day, you have no work to do, you decide you're going to go to the fair and see if there's anything interesting to buy. A lot of times, you know, that you've got different unique, you know, exotic vendors will come in with them and whatnot. Just see the sights and
plenty
go.
Plenty of marks.
There are. Yes, but make sure that the gypsies are not stealing from you.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Who do you think you're talking to? I don't get stolen from. I do the stealing.
Anyway, so it's down in the market square. They've set up all kinds of colorful tents and whatnot. You've been to a Ren Fair, you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what
you're
talking about.
All kinds of, you know, colorful tents and, you know, whatnot around. There's dancers.
Banners and tents and vendors and noises and
singers and food, musicians,
entertainers. Yes.
The smell of exotic foods fills your nose and everything is just super exciting. There's a crowd of townspeople. Everyone comes out to fair that doesn't have to work. They are all there, all of them, with all their bulging pouches full of money.
Oh, money. That's what you're talking about.
Alas, they're spending much of it as they go from shop to shop. Oh, and the alcohol flows. Just so you know. Anyway, so, what would you like to do?
Well, I'm going to find a spot where there's not a lot of vendors, and I'm going to set up and start telling stories for money. Because that's what I do as an entertainer. I tell stories.
Interesting. Okay. So, you're doing that, and you raised your hand coins.
Well, at first I was going to go get some booze, you know. Properly.
There are kegs set up all over the place with people handing out small samples to wear of this wonderful wine, and we have this ale, this mead, and all kinds of stuff. You can try all kinds of stuff.
Okay, so we can just.
Because the circus assume. Likes a populace that's a little.
Free in their wealth.
Free in their wealth, yes.
Good way to put it. So I guess we can just assume that I'm already drunk. Or tipsy, at least.
I will assume that you're working on it.
I'm working on it. And while
you do realize the penalties involved with being inebriated.
Well, I won't be too inebriated. I do want to keep my wits about. But why? Really, it's just a cover because I'm casing out the joint. I'm finding out the best marks.
Already you can keep some of your wits about you.
Oh, that's not foreboding at all.
You're already down a few.
Oh, boy.
All right. Vervin, what would you like to do?
I wouldn't mind going and looking at any horse flesh, if there's any to be seen.
You don't see anything around, but more likely there may be some further on.
Did you say horse flesh?
Yes.
Yeah.
She wants to look at horses.
All right.
Well, there's a stable in town, so you can get mounts there.
I just kind of wanted to see what was being offered. Just wander, openly wander, because that's what I do. I like to look at things.
I would like to point out that I am disguised at the moment as well. I'm just...
Disguised as? Describe yourself, sir.
Well, usually I'm an ugly bird, so to speak. You know,
You're a Kenku. That goes without saying.
But especially ugly for a Kenku, even. Like, I'm disheveled. My feathers are ragged. I'm dirty.
You look
dirty
like you're
usually.
Molting.
Yeah, I constantly look like I'm molting. I look like a little baby crow. So, Thankfully, I have this little hat of disguise that I so eloquently stole from a tomb.
Yes, so handy for a thief.
So let's say that I am. Oh, you know what? Let's throw some people off. I am disguised as a well-dressed dilettante.
What race?
Human.
Okay.
Female.
Okay. And you're just...
Sampling the beer.
Sampling the beer. All right.
Now, we have any idea, or is this just...
You're off doing your own individual things this time.
Okay,
so he is responsible for his own mistakes.
Have fun with that.
All right. So, Bourbon, as you're wandering through, you hear some very lilting singing coming from up around on the left. And as you go through the crowds, you come across a group of 7 female singers. And they're singing beautiful songs. And there's some people kind of wandering around. They're watching really closely and whatnot. And they're throwing coins into their basket here or there. They're all half-elves. Now, they have a sign in front of them that is written in flowing, it's like carved beautifully, with flowing script. And underneath it, in common tongue, it says, Mistresses of the Wood. And this catches your eye because you read and speak Sylvan. And that's not what the flowing text says. The flowing text says, Outcasts of the Wood.
Okay.
So, you stand and you listen for a brief bit. And they finish their song. Now, these are all traditional, basically, tavern, lower caste songs of the elves, of the wood elves. They're not high noble songs or anything like that. But you've heard them in, you know, you grew up in the wood. So you know this music. And it's enjoyable. They're very good.
Yeah.
Anyway, people, you know, start to move on. There's more coins tossed in. They're thanking people and whatnot. And one of them looks right at you and looks shocked. And nudges one of the others, and they're pointing at you. They're all, and then they quickly get, you know, all of them notified, and they all kind of come towards you and then bow.
Please don't do that.
Well, one of them, a red-haired, kind of tanned, skinned girl comes forward. She introduces herself as Chili. Miss, I'm not sure how to. Would you be Vervain?
Why, yes. My name is Vervain.
They're all chittering amongst themselves, basically. We are so pleased to meet you. Is there anything we can do? For you. They're like fangirls.
Ew.
You got a club.
I got a club.
You don't understand.
Twine's my...
Can we offer you any refreshment or food? We have some in our tent if you would like. You don't know how happy we are to have met you.
Okay, there's no need to offer me refreshment. Your song was good enough. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. We're so glad you enjoyed. I'm not sure how to say this. You don't understand how important you are to us.
I smell the trap.
You stood up to the nobles. You stood up to your family. And when they made fun of you for... and claimed you to be one of us, and you tossed them aside and walked away You are such an inspiration to us. You are why we do this, why we travel with this circus and go from town to town singing and earning our keep because of people like you. It is so... You're welcome in our tent anytime.
Hey, well, thank you.
They're just super happy, don't they? They don't want to give you hugs.
Please, God, no.
Okay.
You have a whole cadre of, like, oh, what was that dude's name in Oblivion? The adoring fan. You ever play Oblivion?
No.
So there's this, like, basically, there's this tournament. There's this blood tournament. And if you win all of it, you get this really annoying NPC who follows you around and basically just, like, worships the ground you walk on. Who's called the Adoring Fan. And you have a whole troop of them now.
But they're not going to follow you around. They have work to do. But, oh my God, they're so glad you're here. And is this where you're normally at, or do you continue to wander?
Oh, I'm located here part of the time.
We must find work. Are there any reputable taverns?
There are at least two.
There's at least two.
Absolutely consider it. If we can't stay here, we will certainly be back, because you will always get free drinks. We promise.
Oh, jeez.
We don't mean to keep you from your duties, protecting the town, or whatever it is you're doing. But please stop by again. We would love to see you.
Okay. I do have one question of you.
Anything.
How did you come up with the name, with your name, for your group?
Oh, Outcasts of the Wild? We just, considering how they treat us, we felt it was the best name we could come. Now, but of course, go ahead.
Oh, well, because you gave me Mistresses of the Wild.
Okay, whatever. No, that was the name they tell the people.
But that's the other
human name.
The one written in Sylvan was the Outcasts.
Okay, so...
The real name is Outcasts of the Wild. Or whatever it was I told you.
I think it was Outcasts of the Wood, actually.
Whatever. I didn't write it down. They're not that important.
Okay.
It's just some half-wood elves have wandered into town, and I'm pointing out that you made a difference. Because of how you walked away.
Okay.
Nobody walks away like that. Let alone goes and becomes a paladin.
I'm unique.
Yes, you are.
Uniquely weird.
Okay.
I'm not used to being in the spotlight. That's a little freaky.
Well... I told you. I gave you warning.
You did give me warning.
That I was going to, do something like that, so.
You did give me warning, and yeah.
All right. So you've been telling some tales, and you've earned a few coin.
Yes, sir. I just tell tales that I've picked up along the road.
Would you care to tell a tale? I'm role play.
I don't have anything prepared. But he intersperses the story with little bits of prestidigitation, like showers of sparks and noises and things of that nature.
You're getting oohs and ahs from the rubes and children.
Yes.
How's your drinking going?
Well, like, I've just been taking sips, more just,
Are you slurring yet?
I have a job here. All I'm doing is blending, and I've just, taken little sips here and there, but mainly I'm just watching the crowd.
Okay.
I'm just watching for people that, aren't paying attention. Because mind you, I have my little mage hand now, my little invisible mage hand. So,
it's good that you pointed out, because you hadn't said so before.
Yeah. Basically, I'm walking through the crowd, and if there's an opening, I'd like to, snip some gold here, maybe take a purse here or something, and just surreptitiously... Alright. Oh, you know what?
Roll those dice!
I just realized I didn't bring my die.
Damn it.
There.
I'm gonna punch you in the nose.
You should. You fucking should. All right, well, that was an 18 plus... it's sleight of hand, right? It's 25. Yes.
Damn, son! Okay. Yes, you grab yourself a good, nice little, I'll give you 2 gold.
Woohoo!
That was rather impressive.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I don't remember the names of your coins.
Oh, those are Pedricks.
Yes. Baelus, in his world, he has the Lord of the area names the coins after his children.
Yes.
So the gold coin is a Padrick. That's his firstborn or whatever.
Oh, no, actually, his firstborn is, I put me on the spot and I can't remember her name. But her name is, what they call platinums.
Oh, okay. You're
right. Then there's Padricks for gold, Leors for copper, and Ravens for silver.
There are no names for Electrum because, that'd be like a bastard child or something.
Well, there is. I just don't remember his name.
Anyway. So
it's, red hair.
It's kind of a unique way of handling it. So, anywho, you spend a good portion of the day wandering around, getting some, trying some foods and whatnot.
Getting food poisoning.
And it goes towards the evening, and it's been a long day. And you all decide basically to meet back up and head home. Now, you're going to be staying with them.
Sure.
At their house. It's just easier that way.
Mm-hmm. Understood.
And as you walk back through the cobblestone streets to that kind of set off neighborhood where your house is, you notice it's darkening, the sun has gone down, it's deepening twilight, the shadows have grown long in the streets, and a mist has started to rise. It's getting foggy. So, it's kind of a cooler evening, and you get back to the house, and it's dark. No one's there. But all of you start to, a little bit over time, you start to feel kind of weak, tired, just not very good. And the first thought that comes to mind is, I probably ate something I should do. You don't feel nauseous, you just feel, just kind of run down.
Drained.
Ugh.
We don't start disintegrating then, do we?
No, you do not. No.
Game over. Rocks fall.
No. Rocks fall, everyone dies! Kind of hard to do in the house.
No.
Although I could make it happen. But no. So is there anything you guys would like to do?
Could try to heal to make myself feel better.
Are you going to lay hands on yourself? Giggity.
You should not embarrass your wife.
Why? He likes to
make
people
laugh. That's half the fun! I will point out that this show is going to get real damn explicit. I'm trying not to drop F-bombs everywhere. But, yeah. Just like our other podcast, Pixels and Dice, Abelis and I do, we don't control our mouths very well, so expect the language to get
raunchy,
salty, at the very least. Now, I'm just going to buy in time while Ten looks up her spell card. I don't think it's a spell card, though. It's
Cure Wounds.
You're going to do Cure Wounds? I said, are you going to lay hands on yourself, or are you going to Cure Wounds?
Cure Wounds is what I have.
You also have Lay on Hands as a class ability.
Lay on Hands is a separate ability. Wouldn't be a spell card. Do you need them?
Oh, Lay on here. Long rest, one act.
You can restore a total number of hit points equal to your paladin level times 5.
Yeah. 15.
And you can do any number of it from 1 to your 15. Maximum.
So how much do you want to lay on yourself, if any?
I just want to make myself feel better, so...
Alas, you have taken no hit points of damage. You just feel ugh.
There is no point in that, is there?
I know what I'm going to do.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to put up a minor illusion that my bed is empty. And then I'm going to crawl into bed and fall asleep. And try to just sleep this duck off.
Okay. So he's sleeping under an illusion. How about you, Spark? What would you do? You've been given a guest bedroom.
Okay. Go to sleep. Just curl up and go to bed.
Okay. So y'all, I assume you're going to go to bed as well?
You do realize that illusion only lasts for a minute.
I don't care. Okay. I fall asleep, man, because it's secure.
He starts to doze off and bleep, pop.
I'm already asleep. I don't care. I just needed the minute of security.
That's fine.
Drink a little bit of tea, do a little meditation, and go to bed.
That's fine. By the time you go to sleep, another couple hours have passed, and so it is well and truly dark out. Okay, that's still not another minute or so to go. Sorry. We were gotten ahead of the timer before we come to this next part. So, you don't really notice. It's getting quite cool in the house, outside of the house. It's just getting to be quite a cold night. Chilly. A deep, bone-gnawing chill.
Like winter?
No, not freezing, but just this wet, when you get a fog, a deep, you're from
cold, the clammy coast, feeling.
You have this cold, just gets into your bones.
Thanks.
Sort of chill. That's hurting. What you're feeling. But you've got nice warm beds with plenty of blankets. It's just that weather where you just curl up
and say, I'm not getting out of bed.
Deep, deep sleep. And this is where you all find yourselves, in a deep, deep, deep sleep. Mildly unfortunate that.
The house burns down around us.
Oh no, I wouldn't do that. But I will roll a dice.
Do you need a floor plan to help you?
Nope. Are you gonna play or nay?
Nay.
There we go. Maybe. It just stopped the countdown without actually playing the sound. That's a great timer. Anyway, there's supposed to be a dragon roar at the end of the timer, which I'm going to have to fix. Okay, so, timer done. Which means the end of our session here is done. And the reason I checked, means that only Vervain notices. Technically, all of you would have missed, but she has the highest of the passive perceptions, and
that's scary.
Something catches your nose, and even though you're in a deep, deep sleep, you feel this deep need to just throw back the blankets and wake up with a start, because although it is black as night outside, there's a slight glow from your window. Do you have an interior window? I couldn't remember. You have a window, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Because if not, you smell smoke.
Hang on.
Does the window face towards the front or the rear of the house?
My window faces to the side of the house.
Okay. Well, the glow comes from, well, technically, either side. Because it appears there's fire. And that's where we're going to stop. Oh. So, until we pick this up next time, I'm Squirmus, and, gosh, I don't have a good way of ending this podcast, do I? So, just bye!
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 Till next time.
We'll figure it out.
We will figure it out.
Thank you for joining us on the Knights of the Tabletop podcast. Please return for our continuing adventures next week, and let us know what you think of the show at squirmy.com, or whatever service you use to receive this podcast.